It's really happening.
It's going down for real.
It's going down. So fucking yeah. What's up, everybody? It's from what I gather, it's the podcast about the gathering and music festivals, and me and all my crazy homies telling stories and kicking it. It's a good time. Yep. We're gonna try this again. Fucking me and my boy here. We've tried this before, and we had some technical difficulties, and now we got everything on the up and up.
Yeah.
Smooth.
Some difficult technicalities.
Cala difficulties.
Cala difficulties.
Whatever you want to call it.
I'm just Bling. We got the homie Jano here, always. And then we got our homie D-Evil, the shit god, Jesse Daniels, in the building. Virtually.
Yeah, I like all those titles.
Yeah,
the one and only right there.
What's the new one?
You can add a new one as of just the other day. You can add a new monocle to all of my insanely long list of names.
Oh, man. Here we go.
The principal owner of Murder Sport Wrestling.
Murder
Mr.
Sport.
Mr. Jesse Daniels.
Okay. I love it.
I love it.
I watched your first death match the other day on YouTube.
Yes.
And my wig was blown across the floor, and I had to pick it up, and then it tried to crawl up the ceiling, and I had to shoot it down and scoop it back into my brain.
I want to say one thing about that match, okay?
Go ahead. I want to hear everything you guys thought about that match right now.
It was a little rough for me to watch as a wrestler. It was a little rough for me to watch as a wrestling fan, but I was extremely proud of you the whole time. But...
Oh.
Absolutely. Homeboy,
like the technical wrestling of it was shit.
Let me tell you this. Homeboy, when he sold for you outside on the back corner, you hit him with the baseball bat, and he sold for you so good when he went down. I'm telling you, dude, like that point right there sticks out in my mind so much. It was definitely a dope spot, and y'all hit it perfect. You executed, he executed, and sold it perfect for you. It was a beautiful spot, for sure.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
I'm going to let him know you said that because he's like, I'm going to tell you this. We both were in the business a couple years ago, like as far as like breaking in and learning shit, but neither one of us ever actually wrestled on an actual card. You know what I'm saying? And that was our first opportunity to put on a show on a real card the way we knew how to do it. We had complete creative control over it. It wasn't like we had to deal with the commission or none of that shit. So,
right.
Yeah, we got to really go out and open with what we could do. And I definitely appreciate that compliment because we put a lot of work in our connection with the audience and telling a mini story just within the match.
No.
I super like the light tube execution you did.
Yes.
And then I super like the body slam. That shit was hard.
Yeah, that was...
That
fucking hurt. I'm not gonna lie.
Look,
the light tube hurt worse than getting stapled in the face. If I'm completely honest,
yeah.
I would rather get stapled in the face again twice than take another two light tubes. But that's just because when that motherfucker breaks across your back, it's like the chemical or whatever the fuck in it. It stings for a minute. It's not just like the getting cut with glass. It's like whatever gas is in it stings your fucking skin.
Yeah.
Can't I don't know if they make them, like, without that shit in it or whatever, or if motherfuckers are just doing that. These matches where they cover the ring with fucking light tubes and shit, I don't know how people do that. That's insane.
It's the dust in them. I think that shit's it's real bad for you. Yeah, when they cover the ring in them. Yeah, that shit's bad. Bad news. Well, shit, man. Yeah, the wrestling shit was awesome. I look forward to seeing you doing some more deathmatch shit soon.
Yes, props.
Yeah.
Oh, I will. I got a couple. I'm not gonna drop any names, but I got a couple opponents lined up. A couple surprising opponents lined up that, if everything goes through and I really get to wrestle these guys, then I'll be very happy to share those videos with y'all.
That'd be awesome. Maybe I'll throw on my American Green Bastard suit and come up and fucking.
Oh fuck yeah, dude!
Whip some ass.
Dude, do you have an entire Green Bastard outfit?
No, but I'll make one.
Dude, if you can get an authentic looking Green Bastard outfit, you can come wrestle at one of my next shows and tag with me. I swear to fucking Christ. And it'll just be, I'll make you do the simplest spot ever. You can just run in like clothesline two people. You know what I'm saying? Like, we'll carry you through the whole match, brother. Don't even worry about it.
Yeah, that'll be sweet. I can follow your lead easy. It'll be great.
It'll just be one of those things where, like, I'm getting the shit beat out of me the whole time, and I tag you in to come make the save, and you do, like, a double clothesline and fucking elbow drop them, and then feed them to me for a RKO or something, and then we're, you know, taking home.
Then we're out, skis. That'll be dope. I'll be hype about it. So, look, man, we did the interview once already, but we're going to have to revisit the shit. Because this is the real one. This is the one that counts with the good audio.
Yes.
The good video.
Yes.
The good vibes. Fucking. All right, so let's start with your first gathering. I want to hear all about it.
Woo! Well, if I'm being completely honest, my first gathering was Fucklahoma.
Fucklahoma.
And I went a day early.
Fucklahoma.
I feel like it's a curse with a lot of people, their first gathering. Either they have to leave a day early or they at least miss ICP. Either from going too hard or just unforeseen circumstances.
Yeah, I was blown out. I was done. I wasn't ready. I didn't anticipate, like, okay, so when I got there, right, I'd been driving like 24 hours, and halfway through the drive, just to stay awake, I'd eaten like half a tab of acid.
Oh, God.
You know, as like a microdose just to keep yourself awake. So I'm driving 12 hours across the country while
I'm getting calls. This is day what, minus two?
Yeah. So I get there like the day of that they're opening the gates, right? And we get in there. We brought way more shit with us than we needed to. And we just happened to have a friend that was there on a golf cart that came and picked us and all our shit up.
That's dope.
So we got back to the campsite, which was in fucking million degree weather, no shade anywhere. It was just horrible. And got all set up, and on top of this, half a hit of acid I had taken, I was fed a bunch of other shit, and then by the end of it, it was like 3 o'clock in the morning. Shaggy Two Dope was doing a solo set in the woods, and I was fucking fucked up on various substances, going walking around barefoot. I lost my shoes somehow. Back to the campsite, going, I feel like I'm ruining everybody's good time.
Extreme.
That was exactly what night one of my first gathering was like.
You're one of them dudes that you see when you get there and they're like, whoa, whoa.
Whoa.
Already got no voice. Already broke. Already tired and they ain't even opened the gates yet. It's still a day early.
Man, I can't remember my first day of my first gathering. But I do remember my first gathering. I took ecstasy, man, for my first time. And I ended up in my tent, and everything was spinning, man. But let me tell you what led up to that. Head PE, freak show tent. The sun was coming up. The whole clique was there. The party was live. This was back when motherfucking gathering was the fucking gathering. It was so litty. It was so dope, man. They'd get on the stage at fucking 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. And literally rocked that bitch for hours, man. Playing everything, just fucking partying, man. It was a party every time.
There wasn't no time limit to get off or anything.
Yeah.
Yep.
Did you make it to ICP for your first gathering?
I did not.
Neither did I.
I did not make
it. So the funny part is, the year that I went, they were doing two sets. They did the Wraith Shangri-La on the second night, and then the ICP set on the last night. I saw the Wraith Shangri-La. It was fucking fantabulous, amazing.
I'd have been cool with that.
Yeah, my first year, I think it was the 8th annual. It was the first one they had at Hog Rock. And I went with my boy that was like a hippie kid named Landon. Shout out to Landon. He went to a bunch of festivals, and I had never been to one, and I told him about the gathering, and he's like, well, let's go. Fuck it. It's that easy. I'm like, all right. He's like, well, I got to be back at work on Monday or something, so we got to leave Sunday morning. So my choices were like not go or go for 3 days and leave the last morning. So I was like, all right, you know. So we had to leave the last morning or whatever. But, I mean, it was still fantastic. Best time.
I would have just tried to finesse him into calling out of work on that last day.
I'm not going to talk about it. I'm not going to talk about the reason I didn't get to see ICP. God bless him. But, yeah, didn't get to see ICP. Kind of broke my heart. But it is what it is.
What
Hold on.
It's cool what they're doing right now with the whole like virtual Halloween shit, where they had the campfire stories at their house the other night.
That shit's dope. I've been following it all month. They said that they were gonna do another one in December with all new shit.
And I actually might go ahead and just buck the $60 for that one, just because this one has looked pretty dope. It's looked like the people have definitely gotten their money's worth out of it. And it's like,
yeah,
motherfuckers will pay $60 for a wrestling pay-per-view, but you're getting a month's worth of shit for this. You know,
It's been like 12 shows that they've done, like three a week. And, you know, each one is like 3 hours long. I mean, yeah.
I mean, I've been catching them all for dope. Free on YouTube afterward anyway, but.
Yeah. But it's not as dope as, you know, watching them live or whatever.
I know, it's not, but I still retain the same information.
I always enjoy watching the seminars and getting all the false hopes and shit that they promise us that are
always
fresh
false
ideas.
Hopes.
Like, here's all these things that are really cool that we're probably not going to do, but it would be really cool if we did them. But, you know, we expect it by now. You know, this isn't our first rodeo. It's great.
Man, I'll never forget, man, getting the Wraith. And if you got the blue CD or the blue DVD, It was the seminar, man.
Yeah.
That shit was so fresh, man. I remember as a young juggalo, like, dreaming of being at an ICP seminar. And then, like, being at an ICP seminar was just, like, mind-blowing for me. I'll never forget that.
Shit's dope. Fuck the front.
Yeah.
Me and Josh went to the one this year or the past year, and it wound up not even being a seminar. It was them fucking playing the Dog Beats album.
Yeah, it was a surprise Dog Beats show, and that shit was super fresh. And it was like 11 o'clock or noon, and it was hot as balls.
Yeah, it was like midday, hot as hell.
And it was awesome. People were throwing a flying squid around that bitch. In addition to trash, I remember seeing a squid getting thrown around, and it was weak.
First ICP seminar, I walk up, and it was fuck the front, fuck the back. It was a huge trash throwing party.
Yep, trash and, war.
It was crazy, man. It was the craziest shit I'd ever seen, man. Like, motherfuckers were straight tossing trash cans and shit. Like, people were getting fucked up.
Yeah.
And then ICP came on and everybody sat down like little kids.
Yeah.
It was fucking funny as shit.
Right?
It was so fucking funny, dude.
It's great, man. Yeah, I was at the one where Violent J had his solo album, which was like later The Shining. Yeah. But he was like, I was going to do a solo album, but I decided not to. And I brought a copy for everybody. I still got that shit. It's just like a blank CD that says Violent J on it.
In 2008?
Some shit like that, yeah.
Yeah, the one they made the documentary about, the Family Underground, yep.
Yeah, I was at that shit. And then I was at the one where they announced, like, hey, we're going to march in 2 years or, you know, next year, in a year and a half. And that shit was kind of mind-blowing. I always have fun at the seminars, man. The seminars are one of my favorite parts, really. The ABK seminar, like, a couple years ago, me and Jay went and just dabbed everybody out.
Dude, every ABK seminar I've ever been to at the Gathering, me and Killa, we always make sure I have a good time at it, because Killa always throws a fucking party for his shit. And luckily, I've had a relationship with him, so it's, you know.
What was that one year he did the breakfast bakeout or whatever, and it was like sunrise?
Oh, my God, yeah. And fucking, YUG, man, was passed the fuck out.
Yeah.
He was passed out in a chair. I'm like, yo, G, you gotta wake up. And I went and got Killer, and I'm like, yo, G is passed out. Killer walked over there. He looked over at the DJ and was like, G ain't doing his set.
Yeah, I think, like, all of Native World was performing at, like, something when the sun came up, and they were, giving out a bunch of cereal and fucking weed.
Pancakes, man. They were taking
pancakes
and throwing them bitches. It was like packs of pancakes, like the ones you microwave. And they were just throwing them bitches out in the crowd.
Hell yeah. I remember this one dude in 2018 was making like these big ass breakfast burritos and shit. And oh my lord, it was so amazing. I loved it. It was beautiful.
I didn't get one,
but they smelled great.
Hell yeah.
What's your favorite set that you've seen? How many gatherings have you been to?
I'm gonna say 3 and then the virtual gathering thing that fucking CPN and Roxy put on.
Oh yeah, that was pretty cool.
That was all right. I liked that. That was a lot of fun.
Get a chance to catch that.
We got to improvise and adapt because of COVID. So yeah,
I mean, it was pretty cool, man. Like everybody was, it was like a virtual chat room all weekend, and I got to kind of sit on there and host a couple things and talk to a few people. Sevademic hopped on there and did an interview with us. That was pretty sweet.
Nice. Well, yeah.
So what's your favorite set that you've seen?
That's like asking me my favorite weed I've ever smoked, Josh. Like,
yeah, I'll get you high.
Like it would have to be like, I don't know if I could pick one set. I'll tell you what, one of my favorite sets that I've ever seen, next to Shangri-La, and the only reason why I would put this one over Shangri-La is just because Jay fucked a lot of his words up on Shangri-La, was Jelly Roll and Struggle in 2018 on the Sunset slot. Oh, my Lord. It was beautiful. It was like day 2, you know what I'm saying? So we were like just getting into it.
Struggle just got out of prison.
And it was just getting into the second night, so you knew shit was really going to get crazy the second night.
Yeah.
And fucking Jelly Roll and Struggle, man. That was probably one of my favorite sets, and I don't know if we'll see that again.
Was that 17 or Whoopstock?
18. Legend Valley, 18.
Okay. I think I went to that one. I don't remember.
Yes, you were there. That was the year that you didn't like Guar. Guar was fucked up for you.
Okay. Yeah.
I sat in the merch tent a lot of 18.
That was the year I was getting body slammed for money.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Let's talk about that. Tell the people about this. Elaborate.
I was working at Papa John's. And I was going through a weird stage of depression, but I was like, I'm still a fucking monster, and I'm going to make something out of myself. So I took a Papa John's box with me to the gathering and wrote on the top of it, hit me with wrestling moves, body slam Bam Bam for $25. And I was doing like Stone Cold Stunners for 10 and then fucking chops to the chest like 3 for $5.
And you were just right? getting that ass beat, so, all gathering.
Yeah.
For money.
So, for like $500 in 3 days, I took a whole shitload of crazy bumps. I had this one dude, yo, oh my God. I had this one guy that was like, yo, let me body slam you on gravel, right? And I was like, for $25? Nah. So like 5 people started throwing money in, right? And it wound up being like almost $100. And I had like 5 seconds to think about it. And I was like, do it. Don't drop me on my head, brother. So he fucking picked me up, threw me on the ground. I jumped up and said, whoop, whoop, and picked a couple rocks out of my arms, and I had fucking, was $100 richer.
Than you were 5 minutes ago.
And was like rubbing this fucking antibiotic oil and shit all over me afterwards, and then they were smoking a blunt with me, so it all worked out. Like, it was like 10 minutes.
It all worked out, duh.
Yeah, 10 minutes of algae for like 2 days worth of food and survival, so it all fucking worked out, brother.
That's so crazy you got to think about food and survival like that at gathering. Like, but it's real shit. That's real shit.
Speaking of which,
I made out like a king for them next 2 days. For $200 at the gas,
yeah.
You can live like a fucking king.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
I guess.
Yeah. You can. Yeah. You can freak it. So then, all right, so speaking of food and survival, tell the story about the Santa saving the day with the money.
Oh, man.
Remember last year you guys were having kind of a hard time and had lost some money or something?
No, not really. It was just fucking... So we didn't get paid again until like the third day of the gathering, so we were struggling until then, right?
Right, right.
And we were also working stagehands to get part of the money home. But we had just got there and was like, we'll figure out how we get home.
We'll figure it out later.
You do. Figure it out, buddy. FIO. So... Santa, being the poker-faced devil that he was, God rest his soul.
Yes, sir.
We gave him, I found this fake $100 bill on the ground, And the only way you could tell it was fake, like, if you, like, look up real close, there's, like, this one little tiny strip of, like, Chinese writing on it.
Right.
But the rest of it was, like, perfectly fucking, it was a $100 bill. Like, it
prop money.
So, this fucking dickheaded asshole that I had bought breakfast from earlier that morning, I got, like, a cup of fries from him, and I asked him to dump some of the grease out, man, because they were greasy as hell. And he was like, you guys are some picky fairgoers, you know that? And I was like, Fairgo, what, do you know where the fuck you are? I'll be back later.
Yeah.
So I found that goddamn $100 bill, and I said, hey, Santa, go up there and give me a thing of chicken and get whatever you want to eat and just bring me the change. He didn't even know that it was a fake $100. Well, no, I'm lying. He didn't know. He knew it was a fake $100 bill, but he acted like he didn't even fucking know.
He just schooled it.
This guy had no idea that Santa Claus might dupe him.
Exactly.
And Santa Claus brought me back like $30 worth of chicken and $70 in change out of fucking a fake $100 bill.
That's
and I
shit.
Was like, Jesus Christ, this is amazing. And I went and got weed and other kind of stuff with that.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah. I remember that because I seen you that morning before this happened. And then I seen you the following morning and you told me all about it. And I was super excited that everything yep. worked out. You were like, we got money to get home now. We got money for everything.
I got my car in for free.
Yeah.
I got my car in for free because of Santa, because he puked in front of one of the police security guards, like, walking into the gate from the fucking parking lot party. He was puking his ass off. And I was getting tired of fucking walking a mile and a half to my car in the goddamn July sun in the middle of the country.
Right.
So I was like, fuck it, I'm going to drive this bitch in and lie my way in, or I'm going to get my way in some type of somehow. I go to the regular gate, and they're like, no, you can't go through here. So I went through the side gate where I knew the cop had seen Santa puking.
Right.
And the guy was like, can I help you? I said, guys, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but Santa's having a heat stroke, and we got to get Santa the fuck up out of here because he's hot in the sun, and we don't got nowhere to bring him that's cool. We got to get Santa the fuck up out of here. And the fucking cop smiled at me and was like, don't you tell nobody I let you in here, all right? And you tell Santa to bring my little girl this, this, and this for Christmas, or whatever he fucking said. And I was like, yo, you want to know why it's cool? Because I'm a stagehand. I'm working this event, too, so you wouldn't even get in trouble either way, boss. And he was like, all right, cool. So I got my car in for free while other people had to pay goddamn $200 fucking car passes.
So that's also good.
Dude, it's funny you say that. Our homie, what the fuck, Chuck, from Grimmtown, Illinois.
Grimmtown, Illinois, shout out.
He went to the grounds of the 20th. He went to Springville, Indiana. He just travels the country. Nobody knows where he came from or where he really lives. He's just in different places of the country all the time. He's liable to show up at your front door anytime.
He's not lying. He stayed at my house two different times. Why? Because he just popped up and suffered.
Yeah, like, our homie's a ninja. But anyway,
he's a ninja.
We get together, and apparently he went there like a month before and bought like a membership to the park to camp.
Word?
And they give you like a little decal or whatever. And he said that when we got to gathering, he just rolled up like a day early. We were all waiting for them to open the gates, you know. And he just rolled in and was like, nah, I'm a member of the park. I'm here to camp. Fuck y'all. And they just let him roll on in. And he went and set our shit up all early and everything.
And didn't even have to get a ticket or nothing.
Yeah.
You son of a bitch.
Yeah, I think the membership was like $50 and he got a car pass for the park.
You motherfucker.
We were like, damn, what the fuck, Chuck is a fucking Shaolin monk. Like, he just knows shit.
He's a boss.
That is some ninja shit, dog. Yeah. Like, I can't even talk. That
look,
is
man,
ninja
so
shit.
Let's go back and how he said, shout out Grimmtown, Illinois. So let's go back. So Caven Rock, Illinois. We meet, well, I meet what the fuck Chuck or whatever. He's been friends with everybody. But we, Camp Diamond this year was huge. We had probably like 30 ninjas in our camp this year. It was a lot.
Yeah.
And,
that was like the 10th or something, right?
Yeah. 10th or 11th.
Yeah.
And,
all right.
It's one of the last days and we're trying to find what the fuck Chuck, we're like, where's he at? So finally, some friends found him. At the med tent, people had been giving him liquid acid inside of whiskey shots at main stage. So they were dosing his shots. So he was tripping so fucking hard that he ended up in the med tent. And they kept asking him, who are you? He's like, I'm What the Fuck Chuck from Grimmtown, Illinois. Now, for anybody watching, Grimmtown is an old Juggalo underground label from here in Virginia in Hampton Roads. It's not a town in Illinois.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck does it? I'd never heard shit to do with Grimmtown in Illinois. Yeah.
Dude, so.
He was gone.
He was gone, man. But he had just met Tourette and them, which that they were performing that year. And of course, they were from Grimmtown Records.
That's pretty much all he could remember.
That's all he could remember.
Grimmtown, Illinois.
I'm What the Fuck Chuck from Grimmtown, Illinois.
I'm What the Fuck Chuck from Grimmtown, Illinois.
That shit was great.
Yep. Shout out to What the Fuck Chuck, and shout out to the little town of Grimmtown, Illinois.
Yeah, population one.
Population one. You know, I think we just answered our question.
That's where he's from.
That's where he's from. Shit, that's got to be where he's from.
Oh, man.
The one and only. He runs his own convenience store. He's his own customer. Imagine What the Fuck was on both sides of the counter. He's like, he's that God fucking thing. Like, how's your day going? He walks around. It's going pretty good. Walks around. Told us $34.50. Walks back around. Pulls his wallet out.
That's probably how it rolls there, too. He votes for himself for mayor every year. So earlier I had to put a pause because we weren't recording yet. But fucking Jay was talking about finding you eating some ass covered in glitter or something. I want to know about it. I want to know about it.
You talking about what did I do? Eat ass covered in glitter?
Alright.
Yeah, what? Yeah.
No, man, we were taking dabs at the merch booth. You just came up super stoked. It was early ass in the morning. And you were like, this bitch was butt ass naked on stage. And she was doggy style. And I jumped.
Party. Yeah.
Yeah, the party. Yeah. Yeah. And you fucking jumped up there and ate her asshole.
Oh my god.
Yo, I'm hyped.
Yes.
Yeah, and it was like 4 o'clock in the morning. I was on like a fucking 10 strip.
Yeah, and, buddy. Eating asshole.
And it was just like an ass eating party, dog.
It was one of those.
It was only for like 5 seconds.
I mean, hey, five seconds, ten seconds.
I was stoked to have that 5 second memory, dog.
5 second
rule. No doubt. I remember, though, not letting you hit the nectar collector. I do remember that.
He said you're not hitting the nectar
collector. I do remember that.
Oh, yo, I just ate this bitch's ass at the purple party. Can I get a dab?
Can I hit that?
No, man, because we were taking dabs and you were kind of staring at us, man. And then you was like, can I get one? And I was like, nigga, you just told us that you just ate ass. Like,
I had completely forgotten any of that.
Now look.
Any of that occurrence until you just reminded me.
Now look, man.
And that was the same night me and Steve thought we saw somebody die.
Well, look, I don't want to admit this, but I'm going to admit this, okay? So I should have just let you hit it because we went to the ABK seminar, and I dabbed up probably 100 Juggalos.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
With my nectar collector.
Yeah, we should have just took the ass eating hits.
We should have just
should have just took the ass.
Let's really think, out of 100 Juggalos, at least 25 of them ate ass.
And dog,
at least 10 of them have herpes.
Understand. There's that dude that goes every year and fucking openly paints his face and licks bitches' feet.
Okay? Oh, no. That's for how many of those. That's flip flop. That's Flip Flop the Clown, bro. I hung out with him a lot, and he didn't smoke none of my shit.
I'm not saying he's bad people. I'm just saying how many people are like him
that you
don't know about, and you're putting goddamn feet crust in your mouth.
Well, fucking somebody said they were walking with...
Shout out Flip Flop. Shout out Flip Flop the Clown.
Shout out Flip Flop, homie. I'm not talking shit. I'm just using you as an example.
Here's another example.
We were walking with Bebop down the trail, and somebody said that some chick was like, hey, there's the Cheeto guy. Last night he was eating Cheetos off the path, off the ground.
What the fuck?
And Bebop's like, oh yeah, I guess I was. Sorry.
That's Bebop.
And yeah, like, just, so yeah, the same type of people were like, hey, can I get a dab too?
Yeah. Can I get a dab too?
I've been eating Cheetos off the ground all night and eating ass and licking feet. Can I get a dab?
God almighty, that's we gathering.
We need to, yeah, hand that's sanitizer wipes for the pieces.
I have to wonder what, like, if we do have a gathering again, and it's like a fucking COVID social distance gathering, I have to wonder what that would look like.
That'll never
happen. It's not going to happen.
There's no way.
Hey, in a perfect world, we can have a bunch of social distance, well-mannered, mask-wearing juggalos.
What world is that?
Where are you at? Are you still with us?
Man, you know, I don't know. I haven't been around no real juggalos in a while, man.
You can't tell me there's gonna be a gathering where I can't. I'm not gonna lick feet and eat Cheetos off the ground and eat ass.
I might eat a Cheeto.
Hug my friends. And
might
shit.
Eat a foot flavored Cheeto out of an ass. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
COVID be damned.
Fuck that. Let's stick Cheetos in assholes and pull them out with our teeth.
Yeah.
Cheetos to asses.
Dude, one of the craziest things I ever saw, man. I guess it wasn't the craziest thing because I definitely saw it. I was down there watching Method Man and Red Man at one of my first gatherings or whatever. And I look over, and in the middle of the main fucking crowd, there is a dude fucking this bitch. He's got her bent over, and they're both two big people. He is nailing this shit, man. They must have been tripping or something.
Just making shockwaves.
Oh, bro, that shit was a walk. Like, that skin was whomping. But I guess he was tripping or something, man, because as soon as he, like, came to and realized everybody was staring at him, he, like, slowly pulled his pants up. Like, it was the funniest shit I ever saw. Well, yeah, the last guy. The last gathering I went to, man, God bless her heart. I know why the hell she was down there, because she won't fit in them showers. Because I damn near didn't fit in the fucking shower, my big ass. But I walked by, y'all know the fucking little strawberry stand, right? That makes the strawberries, whatever. Well, y'all know the water thing right in front of it, right?
It always gets flooded.
Yeah, it always got flooded with it. Bro, I walked by there one morning, and there is probably like a 450, 500 pound chick out there. Butt ass naked, over there just scrubbing her shit, bro. Just, I was like, this is gathering.
Hey, at least she came.
She probably did come. I mean, it probably took a lot of these. But,
I meant two gathering.
But, oh yeah, no.
Was she like taking a bath out there?
Yeah. That's what I'm guessing.
Freshening up at the old watering hole.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
See, I remember, I know this, at my first year when I saw ICP that first time for the Shangri-La set, the fucking shower houses were down that night, right?
So they're always down.
Yeah. So I had a,
probably because people shit in the showers.
I had a damn, there was a lake that was at the campground we were at. It was at some kind of fucking ancient Indian burial ground or some shit.
Oh, that,
and we
that
went swimming
there.
In the damn lake to wash the Faygo off, and I'm pretty sure we got covered in thousands of other juggalos shit and piss, but
yeah,
that was
probably.
Pretty cool.
I used to swim in old Lake Hepatitis, but never after on day one.
So look, man, so in Illinois, Cave Rock, the Ohio River was right there.
And, I'm still listening to you guys.
It was either the Ohio River or the Illinois River. It was Ohio River. Well, across the river, there was like a fucking swing, a tire swing, or not a tire swing, but a rope swing, and a big ass slide, like ground slide. But you had to swim across this river. Now, this river, no lie, was probably.
Oh, dude, that shit was like.
A half a mile wide. It was really wide.
Yeah.
Well, my big ass.
Used to have pirates and shit in.
I swam across that river. I swam across that whole river. Got to the other side.
What?
Swear to God. I swear on everything I love. I got to the other side. And I realized how far down. Because when you were standing there in the little spot.
The river, you got to take a ferry across?
No, I'm talking about at gathering.
Oh.
So at there was a spot at Gathering. There, the river's right beside it. Mm-hmm. But there was an island across it where the Juggalos would take, like, air mattresses and shit across the river.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, I swam across that bitch.
Oh, wow.
Well, when you look across at the island, the rope swing and shit don't look like it's that far down. But when I swam across, fucking, I got up onto the beach and I looked down and I'm like, shit. Like, it's way the fuck down there. It was probably like another half mile down to the rope swing. So as I'm getting closer, man, I'm getting more confident. I'm getting more confident. And then I get closer and realize how big this rope swing is. And all I can think in my head is I'm over 800 miles away from home.
Yeah.
I'm a half a mile or more away from the festival I'm supposed to be at on some island that there's nothing on. I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to do this rope swing. I don't know.
I mean, you've already come that far.
Well, I ended up pussing out and saying, fuck that. And I didn't do it.
You regret it?
I regretted it, but I thought, all right, I swam across this bitch. I'm going to swim back across it. Well, let me tell you something. The current was so bad, bro. It was so motherfucking bad.
Yep. Look, shit ain't no joke.
I got halfway across the river, and I thought I was about to drown. This fucking jet skier pulls up on me, and I'm like, man, can you pull me over there? This cocksucker goes, do you got any money? And I looked at him and was like, do I look like I'm in the water holding onto his jet ski? I'm like, do I look like I have any money?
Oh, my God.
And he took the fuck off on me.
Are you serious?
So I saw on everything I love.
What? I've never heard this story
I before. Swear to God on everything I love. Then this pontoon boat pulled up with two old-ass people on it. And it was a wife and a husband. And they're like, come on, honey, get up here. And I got up there, and I'm like, dying. Like, dying. They're like, you want a Coca-Cola? I'm like, hell yeah. I had a Coca-Cola in 4 days. This is a Gathering. Like,
I'm weak right now.
She said,
hell yeah,
the wife looks at me. She goes, we rescue like 3 or 4 of y'all every year thinking y'all can swim across this thing.
Holy shit.
I was like, oh, my God.
Those people. Dude, so
she pulls me up to the Gathering little hole. I jump off the boat back over there, and this guy, he fucking got up on. There was a another rope swing on that side, but it was like huge. It was way bigger than the other one. And this dude got butt ass naked and was gonna rope swing into the water. Well, something happened, bro, and he missed his feet and dragged his dick on the ground with the rope. I'll never forget that shit, man. All this shit happened within a span of like an hour and a half. Gathering is crazy. I will say that.
So that river,
oh my God,
that river a couple hundred years ago was notorious for like river thieves and pirates.
Oh wow!
And there's probably all kinds of ghost pirates out there, and those rope swings were probably like lynching fucking ropes or some shit.
Dude, they were huge. Both of the rope swings were huge.
They probably used to fucking hang pirates there or some shit. That's what's left.
Yeah.
That's crazy, though. I've never heard about you almost swimming out there and drop. Man, that's nuts.
Yep.
I can't believe y'all were swimming out there.
I did by myself.
Yeah, that's nuts.
No, I didn't have nobody swim with me or nothing.
That's crazy.
And I was a dumbass because I could have went and got my air mattress. The smartest thing the Juggalos were doing was taking their air mattress, get on their air mattress, and laying on their air mattress.
I'm just like, you're at the Gathering. Why are you going to, like, hey, let's float away upriver to this island?
The reason I did is because y'all know the music video Juggalo Island. Well, in the music video, when y'all see them doing the rope swing and shit, that's where they're at. And I guess they had to have had a pontoon boat or something with a camera.
Right.
Pontoon.
This motherfucker.
Pontoon. Oh man.
Man, good times, man. That's a crazy Gathering story. Man.
Fucking, I want to talk about being real hungover, going to bed at like 9 in the morning, And then at like 11 in the morning, D-Evil comes into my tent and he's like, yo, man, last night you said we would perform today. And we're about to go on in like 30 minutes. You coming?
And I was, no, I was like an hour or two. I was, you had an hour or two to notice.
I was decrepit. I was like a shriveled up raisin. It was like the last day or something too, I think, or like the third day at least. But I remember instead of going back to sleep, I just put on my boots, and I had on my baller shorts and my boots, and I grabbed my wrestling belt and drank some Carstairs with you and Santa.
Carstairs!
Yeah.
Carstairs.
I straight took the stairs all the way to the stage, and then we rocked that shit, did some Kali Ma. That was a good time.
The funniest part about that set was the one guy that didn't know the words to the song, but every like other bar he was just screaming,
Kali Ma! Kali Ma! All offbeat and shit. Like,
word, cool. That shit was great. You keep doing that.
I like your enthusiasm. To you. Yeah. Yeah, that guy was fucking on one. He was wild.
That sounds like me.
Kali Ma!
Cheeseball deathmatch!
Cheeseball deathmatch.
Cheeseball deathmatch. What? Man.
Yeah, I think we need to start a petition for a cheeseball death match.
We're just gonna take cheese balls every year for Tajishi.
Yo, check this out. Check this out. That's what we can do for our match, Josh.
Cheeseball death
match.
Come
out as the green bastard eating handfuls of cheese balls, and then we challenge these two douchebags to a cheeseball death match.
Okay. Oh, I got it. I already got the plan. Are y'all ready? So you start off with cheese balls. Because cheese balls are nice and smooth to crunch. And then to get hardcore, you break out the fucking Cheetos.
Oh, shit.
And you lay out...
Yeah!
Yes!
Break out hot Cheetos!
Hot Cheetos, oh, yes!
Man. Yep, get slammed on flaming hot Cheetos. I'm with that.
Oh, my God.
I'm with it.
Yeah.
I'll break out the little crunchy ones.
Little tiny crunchy ones.
DDT into some crunchy Cheetos.
Man.
So look, man, I feel like we talked about half as much stuff as we did last time, but our time is up.
Man, it's okay.
We're going to have repeat episodes.
We're going
to have you on a couple times to tell all the stories, because I've only gathered with you like twice, and we've got 10,000 more stories.
Quick story, going back to when Jesse was... getting body slammed at Gathering. He came up. He wanted a t-shirt. Asked the merch guy what we could do. He said, let him choke slam you. Jesse then let me choke slam him onto the ground.
Onto the ground.
It definitely knocked the wind out of him.
The dirt grounding tin. There's a video out there somewhere.
You did. Hey, you took that drink like a champ.
That shit was
hey, you got to, man. But I think then after that, we proceeded to sit there and try to sell shirts and choke slams in unison.
Absolutely.
For like the next hour or two.
Yeah.
Dude, I mean, hey, the Cottonmouth Kings weren't there, so we were the Cottonmouth Kings.
Pretty much.
That's pretty much what happened.
That was a good time.
No doubt.
Well, thanks for being on, man. I appreciate the shit out of it. And
thanks for having us, guys. Now that we got the formula set up, we can do it again.
Yeah, we got the technology. Yeah. We can do it.
Technology is good.
All right, brother. Well, this has been From What I Gather, and we'll hit you guys back on the next time.
Yeah, baby. Whoop. Whoop, whoop. Peace.
Titties and beer.
Titties and beer.
Yeah, I'm going to take my horse to Old Town Road.